Ghanaians are enjoying uninterrupted power supply for about a month now, an indication that the load shedding exercise has ended. The government's communication machinery has confirmed that measures put in place to stabilize the situation have yielded positive results. Pascalina Dadavu reviews the energy crisis alongside government's efforts at ensuring sustainable power supply.
A few months earlier, Ghanaians were thrown into a state of frustration as a result of erratic power supply. The cry was loudest among industry players, hospitals, small and medium-scale enterprises, and even students who needed light to study. The fall in power supply is not synonymous to the NDC government, as previous governments have faced similar situations due to various factors. President John Mahama probably will not describe his early days as president as exciting as the energy crisis stared him in the face. The cause of this energy crisis is the result of a destruction to the West African gas pipeline by a pirated ship being pursued. This stalled the supply of gas to the country's thermal plant. More than 250 megawatts of power was lost during the period when power had to be managed. President Mahama received the hottest bashing. In his last State of the Nation's address in February this year, President Mahama declared, "Millions of Ghanaians and businesses are today experiencing very erratic and frustrating electricity supply. It is a situation that I'm deeply concerned about and to which I have devoted considerable energy to solving." He also stated how the problem gives him sleepless nights. The situation has indeed stabilized with the repair of the West African gas pipeline, the coming on stream of the Sonon Asogdi plant, the Takrady T3 thermal plant, the 133 megawatts of power from the first unit of the Bui Dam, the 2 megawatts from the solar plant in Avrungo are all efforts by government to see an end to such similar crisis in the future. Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations Felix Ofosu Kwakye confirms that the situation is under control.
So His Excellency is gratified that we have seen dividends out of the efforts that he and other players in the energy sector put in, and it demonstrates the capacity of government to meet its commitments and meet its promise. So in a nutshell, I would say that a lot has been done over the period to ameliorate the situation, and we are happy as a government that the ordinary Ghanaian has been spared the drudgery of enduring long spells of power outages, and the government's desire to ensure that we do not return to those days in the foreseeable future.
I sought opinions from some Ghanaians whose livelihoods depend on electricity and how badly the situation affected them.
When we have this light of stuff, it was very, very bad. Business was very bad. You come to work the whole day from morning to evening without doing anything. And looking out when there's light, the amount of money you make when there's light and when there's no, because you come in the morning, you sit down from morning till evening.
Early this year now, you're experiencing
light. We experienced the load shedding early this year. We encountered a lot of problems and this compelled me to buy a generator. This is because I was losing my customers. I was not able to complete my sewings on time. Sometimes I enjoyed light for just an hour, and within that period, I am able to just sew one or two things.
They also share how excited they are as business is now booming.
And now that we have light, I think we thank God. Business is booming. We thank God for that, and everything is quite well.
For close to 6 weeks now, we have not experienced any lights off. Just as government promised, they have fulfilled it. The situation is a bit stabilized. I enjoy long hours of light. I am able to work as compared to the previous months.
The remaining 2 units of the Bui Dam is complete for inauguration. The Energy Ministry is optimistic that by 2014, additional power will have been added from thermal plant at Kpung and Takrade, whilst government works to bring on board the Ghana Gas Project at Atuabu in the Western Region. It is also considering alternative sources of energy. Just as the president was highly criticized for the energy crisis, it is only fair that his government is commended for taking decisive steps to bring the Dumso era to an end. For now, the greetings could change from Imamu Dumso Dumso to Imamu Kania, and the response, Yah Mahama.
Pascalina Dadevo.